Chapter 45. Either the Sentinel was a lot closer than Skippy expected, or the damned thing could move a lot faster than he remembered. Seconds after the signal began booming out from the comm node, echoing in higher dimensions, an Elder killing machine began to emerge directly on top of the comm node. The signal ceased immediately as the communications node got absorbed into the thing. To be accurate, the Sentinel did not emerge on top or below or next to the comm node. It incorporated the node into itself as it began to occupy the same area of local spacetime. Because Elder technology could do that, if it didn't already sound scary enough. While it absorbed the comm node, the Sentinel also had an iron grip on the micro-wormhole's event horizon and looked through it. In a panic, Skippy attempted to sever the connection by collapsing the micro-wormhole on our end. It didn't work. Worse, the micro-wormhole started to expand to become a mini-wormhole, growing larger and larger. 2.5 light minutes away, our missiles were not panicking. They were overjoyed to have such an important target, such a large target. Just the small section of Sentinel that emerged within the first seconds was immense, far larger than Valkyrie. Within 3 seconds, the thing spanned more than 7 kilometers in our local space-time, with more uncoiling out of the disturbing rip in reality. 26 missiles surged forward under their own guidance. They didn't engage their stealth fields because those generators had been removed as useless mass. They were using their active jamming systems not to confuse the enormous Elder Machine's sensors, but to confuse its brain. The missiles all broadcast Skippy's best recollection of Elder identification codes, plus a few codes he extrapolated from what he knew such codes could be, plus a whole lot of wild guesses. It didn't matter whether the codes were complete or accurate. All that was needed was for the enemy machine to hesitate for a few crucial seconds, to hold its defensive fire in case it was not authorized to shoot at the incoming objects, to let the missiles get close enough to deploy their weapons. 26 missiles began the attack run together, knowing that once even part of a Sentinel commenced its emergence into local space-time, it could not halt and then reverse the process immediately. Nor could it quickly run away with part of itself acting as an anchor in local reality. The Sentinel could stand and fight right there, at least for the few seconds the battle would last. 26 missiles roared in at maximum acceleration, with Thor lagging slightly behind due to the extra mass of the payload he was carrying. That was part of the plan anyway. The other 25 weapons participated only to clear the way for Thor to deliver his all-important ordnance. For even 24 atomic compression warheads with their yields cranked up to 11 had no possibility of being more than a minor nuisance to the Elder Machine. 26 missiles raced in at top speed, kicking their boosters in to slam forward at thousands of times the force of Earth's gravity. 25 missiles were in the lead, coordinating their attack, jinking wildly side to side to throw off the aim of enemy fire, all the while calling out their peaceful intentions and every Elder communication scheme known to Skippy, and Thor cut off his booster before it was even halfway spent. His fellow warriors were exploding faster than he could keep track of. Not exploding, they simply ceased to exist. There was no explosion, no cloud of debris. Missiles were there, then they weren't. No, that wasn't exactly true. Where powerful ship-killer missiles used to be, there were inert, harmless chunks of exotic matter, no longer traveling forward at high speed, but motionless relative to the Sentinel. Thor began the attack with 25 comrades in arms, 25 killers dedicated to one goal, clearing the way for him to strike the fatal blow. After less than a microsecond, he was accompanied by only 17 HSM-201s, and the number dropped to less than a dozen Hornets faster than he could comprehend the data. The attack was a complete failure. An unmitigated fiasco. Another disaster caused by Skippy the absent-minded idiot forgetting something or a lot of things. Thor's programming told him to continue the attack. His newly reinforced sense of self told him that was bullshit. He would only be throwing his life away for nothing. Worse, the precious payload he carried would be lost without having any opportunity to make a difference. It would be far better for him to live to fight another day, a day when he might have some chance to do something useful. His booster could be refueled for another attempt at some point in the future when they had an actual plan, rather than uselessly throwing missiles at the most powerful weapon ever developed by the Elders. Yes, that made perfect sense. The decision made, Thor flipped sideways and burned his booster at full power, curving around to miss the Sentinel, falling farther behind the other Hornets, hoping to get lost in the confusion of battle. Running away was not a cowardly thing to do. It was the only sensible thing to do. "Skippy," I shouted, not making any attempt to conceal my absolute panic. "Shut down that wormhole." "I'm trying." His avatar was fading in and out. "It's too strong. It's just too strong. Oh, I really screwed up this time. We're..." He broke down sobbing. "We're all gonna die. I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry." A soothing calm washed over me. In the chaos, I suddenly achieved perfect clarity. "No," I said quietly. "We are going to die. You will survive."
What?
He stuttered. "As long as you exist, the galaxy has a chance to try this again. Please get it right the next time."
"What are you talking about?"
"We're going to sever that damned wormhole from this end." On my armrest, I flipped up a cover and tapped in a sequence. "Sir," Sims said softly, doing the same on her armrest console. "XO." With my free hand, I patted her shoulder. "I'm sorry. I should have let you stay at Avalon."
"Does it make this any worse?"
She looked away.
"Initiating self-destruct sequence."
"On my mark." I had selected activation of our nukes with a minimum countdown of 5 seconds. The micro-wormhole was still expanding, now nearly a full centimeter across on our end, and hard radiation was leaking out, flooding the cargo bay. A field had automatically clamped down around the bay, preventing deadly X-rays from bombarding the ship. Not that it mattered.
"We're doomed,"
Skippy moaned, his avatar going fuzzy.
"It's got me. I can't escape. We are all doomed."
"Mark," I said, twisting the knob on my console while Sims did the same on hers. The big main display lit up with a 5. 4.
"I am so, so sorry,"
Skippy moaned, his avatar wavering and fading out. 3. 2.